And now let yourself move into your Merkaba-like vehicle or your Merkaba-like vehicle, your light body. And as you move into it, notice the colors all around it. Colors, the vibration. And as you move into it, and you'll see it as a three-dimensional, six-pointed star, or a dual tetrahedron. This is your Merkaba, your light vehicle, your light body. And move into it now, and begin to rise up, up through the roof of whatever building you're in. See your physical body falling down below you as you rise up into the clouds, higher and higher past the clouds now, up past the Earth's atmosphere. And once past the Earth's atmosphere, you become aware of all of the ships that have been cloaked, but they are not cloaked to you now in your astral form. You can see all of them, become aware of all of them, as well as seeing the planets of the solar system and the sun. If you turn around, you can see the Earth way down there and your physical body down there. And then let your visualization now, your mind, your heart's mind, go through the sun as the gateway through the sun out into the galaxy. And there is indeed a gateway that goes through the sun, how ships, many different types of ships, travel through this gateway directly through the sun. How they move from galaxy to galaxy. Now come to the central sun of the galaxy and move through that sun, that gateway through that sun, out into the many millions of galaxies beyond that are part of this great universe. All of the central suns of all of the galaxies, all of the solar systems within all the galaxies. You're literally looking at billions and billions and billions of planets. Finally, to the central sun of the universe. Feel the connection now to that central sun, as this is your source. This is where you came from in this universe. And you are a part of this great central sun, this great cosmic source. Feel the energy as you connect with this source. Feel it moving through you, through your astral body, your etheric body, your causal body, your mental body. Feel the oneness, the connection there. Now see beams of energy that originate from this great central sun of the universe. And these beams of energy, pulses of energy, have been going down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies and connecting to the Earth. See it as beams of energy that become waves of energy. And you can literally see the waves of energy that are approaching the Earth, that have already come to the Earth and are still approaching. wave after wave after wave coming to the earth, all coming through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies and solar systems, through the central sun of this galaxy, through the solar system sun. And you can see it as flashes of energy that seemingly originate from the solar system sun, but actually have their origination at the cosmic center, the universal cosmic center. Coming down, coming down. And then see that one flash of light, one that has not yet happened, but that is destined to be. That solar flash, which brings about the event, the changeover. See that striking the earth now. And if you were on the surface of the planet, and you were able to see beyond the illusion, you would see it as a wave of color, seemingly transparent wave that is approaching. Many of you, when it does happen, will see this. And if you do not see it, you'll sense it. You'll sense it even before it comes. Many of you will have that sense of it is here or it is coming. But know when that does occur, it will not happen here at the third dimensional illusionary level, for it is not to be part of the third dimensional illusion. It is to be a part of the higher vibrational frequencies that you are all creating. And many of you, because you will be in the higher vibrations, you will be lifting up with the earth, with Gaia herself, as she moves through her ascension. You will be lifting up along with her and therefore be able to see this flash of light, of color, this wave that approaches the earth. And it is, has been said, that all across the planet will see this flash of light. And that is true. But you, those of you, will also see this wave of energy that follows the flash of light. See it now as it moves across the planet, a wave of energy, a wave of consciousness, a wave of love, spreading across the planet, just as a tsunami, when it comes upon the shore and keeps going and going and going. Well, this tsunami of love, of consciousness, will not stop until it has completely enveloped the entire planet. Every nook and corner will be enveloped by this light, engulfed, if you will, by this light, and illuminated by the light. I will leave it up to you now as to what will occur on this great moment or in these great moments, what it will be like for you to visualize now. And know that many of you will have dreams of this before it happens. see how light, indeed, is returning to Earth. Not only to Earth, but the entire solar system, and even the galaxy. All will become enlightened in these moments. And feel now within this wave of energy, this wave of love, the connection to the source consciousness. What it will be like in those times to feel that connection, to all of a sudden understand the mysteries of the universe, which were not available to you in your third dimensional mind, but will be in your higher consciousness state. For any of you that have had those psychedelic trips, raising of consciousness from the use of certain drugs, certain substances, multiply this now hundreds of times over, and you'll begin to understand what this will be like. Now, if you would, allow yourselves to begin to come back. If you left your Merkaba light vehicle, come back into it. Come back down to your physical body. Merge your Merkaba back in with your physical body as your light body. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I come at this time, in these moments of contemplation by many of you, with so many things occurring all around you. So many things that have you wondering. When you hear of trust the plan, and you see all of these happenings, all of the chaos that is occurring, and you wonder about this plan. But you have heard it so many times now. Trust the plan. Be in the now moment. Go with the flow. All of these things that you have heard over and over and over and are part of your expression within you now, even though you do not necessarily follow it at every moment, for it is difficult at times to go with the flow. We know this. It is difficult for all the things that are going on around you and to remain calm within that storm. And this is indeed the storm that has been spoken of. You are right in the middle of it. And to remain in the calm within the storm is quite difficult as we know it. But know that what is happening, it is about spreading fear everywhere. You had one of your sisters speak of this earlier. It is all about fear and control. And fear now is running rampant across the planet. Because that is the only expression that the dark ones can utilize now at this point. They have gone through all of their other programs, their planning. They have worked through all of it, and they are reaching now, desperate hold on to their life as they know it. And all they can do is spread fear wherever possible. But those of you, the light workers and warriors, you have woken up. And you understand that really the only thing to fear is fear itself. You know that. And if you can hold back when all of these things that are happening, all of the chaos, and if you can find deeply within yourself in those moments that neutral state, you will be certainly much better off and continue to be in those higher vibrations. And in those higher vibrations, nothing can harm you. This virus cannot affect any of you when you are in the higher vibrations. Yes, you might catch it. It might become a part of your system temporarily, but it will not have any effect on you that will have any lasting effects. For it is only those that succumb to the fear that allow for their immune systems to fall. Those are the only ones that are able to get this virus and have the effects from it. But it is not the virus itself. That is what you need to be concerned about. It is all that accompanies the virus. Virus is just doing its thing. It is helping to bring about transformation and transition here. It is a tool that is being used at this point, both by the dark ones and also the forces of light, to bring about this great awakening. And yes, there is a great division that is occurring now. And it is indeed the separation of the wheat from the chaff. But it is necessary that all of this occurs for in order to bring about order in your lives, to bring about complete and total freedom in your lives. There must be this awakening process to happen. And if you look at it in this way, this is indeed the great awakening. And that many who would not have awakened before shall now. They will come out of their slumber because they are being shaken awakened. It is as if you are in a deep sleep and someone comes and shakes your body and awakens you out of that sleep. That is what is occurring now. Many are being shaken awake. It is not up to you, each of you, to awaken them. Unless they are calling for it, unless they are asking for it, unless they are showing their confusion, unless they are showing that they are questioning now the establishment, the so-called order that is about. If they are doing that, then it behooves you, you the light warriors, to help them in their awakening process. Not to shake them. That is their higher selves doing that. But to gently nudge them. To help in their awakening. Just a gentle touch here and there can bring so much. And that, my friends, is what you are all here to do. Yes, there are some of you, speaking of the collective consciousness, that are here to shake and awaken, to shake and awake. There are those that speak out to the public at large. Certainly your president, Trump, is one of those that is here to shake and awaken. But the rest of you, just simply nudge here and there, just as we do with you. If you do that, if you continue to follow in that respect, follow the guidance that you receive from your higher selves, from those ascended masters that work with you directly. And I can tell you now that each and every one of you that are on these calls, you have those guides, those ascended masters that are working with you directly. You have all moved beyond what this one we speak through has called the mundane guides. You have moved beyond that. For you, each and every one has an ascended master or a galactic that is working directly with you, or many of them that are working with you. And those that are working directly with this group as well. For this group and all of you are destined to bring about great change to this planet, to be a part of bringing that change, be a part of all of the other groups and all of the other individual consciousnesses that together make up the collective conscious. That is what you are all here to do. So when the moment comes and you are asked to give this one or that one a simple nudge, do so. But don't go fully out on a limb unless it is called for. All of you have so much at this time to be grateful for. And being grateful continues to hold you in the higher vibrations. And again, when you are in those higher vibrations, nothing can harm you. Nothing and no thing can harm you. So find yourselves as much as possible in every given moment to remain calm within the storm and in those higher vibrations. I am Sananda, and I release now to another. And I am Ashtar. And I come briefly here to share with you those things which are happening at the higher vibrational levels above your heads. Those of us that are in the skies, that are cloaked yet within the skies, but are opening ourselves wide to those of you that are ready to see us. Many of you are having various visions, various sightings. And I can tell you now that that is going to increase tremendously over the next days, weeks, and months to come. Many that are yet asleep will become awakened by that which shows to them that is in the skies, as they look up one night, and a beautiful, clear night, and seeing all of the stars above them. But then they see a star move. And that will be an indication to them that it is an awakening point in their lives. That is going to happen across the entire planet more and more. And not only to individuals, although that will be how it will begin, but it will be also beginning to happen to groups, so that many, many more become aware that you are certainly not alone. And as this continues to happen more and more, those that are in authority, those that are in the control situations in your governments, will not be able to hold back the flood of inquiries that are coming into them, and will have no choice but to announce the presence of those of us. That is also coming. Cannot certainly give you those dates, for it is not yet determined exactly when those announcements will be. But they are coming. And the sightings are going to increase greatly as you move forward in your complete ascension process. And various programs, projects that have been ongoing by those of us are coming closer and closer to fulfillment, one right after the other. We are on high alert at this time, which is bringing you closer and closer, bringing us closer and closer to coming in contact with all of you. All of my peace and love be with all of you. I am Ashtar.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here. And we are ready for your questions if you have them. We do not have direct message at this point, but we will take your questions if there are any.
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
Sananda was just speaking to us in Ashtar as well, and particularly Ashtar, about the leaders who are blocking the revelations that are coming. Are there particular offices or people in certain departments that this group can work with to perhaps remove their fear and their blockages that this would be coming at a hastened pace?
What we can tell you is at this time now, it would not necessarily behoove you to do so. You could certainly do it, but it would not reach the right avenues that are necessary here. But we will, as we tell you this, we will also say that those that are in those authority positions are fully aware of all of this. They are very much aware of those, the ships that are high above, and the brothers and sisters from the stars they are aware of, and they know that all of this cannot be held back much longer. And that one that is in charge of this country, the President Trump, is very much aware of everything here and is planning for those times that are coming when he can make a special announcement here. but it must come after a certain project has become completed. That is all we can say on this now. We cannot tell you the project nor when this will occur. But he is in waiting here for this time when this can be revealed. It is coming closer and closer, and has a great deal to do with your space force that has been created here. And the bringing of the news of that there is a secret space force that has been ongoing for some time. Okay, Shoshana?
Our dear sister, we can share with you, if you wish for us to share our perspective on this. Do you wish for this?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Dear sister, our perspective on this is that if you wish to reach out, if you feel compelled to reach out, you must do that. It is within your power to do that, you see, and no one can advise you on this. We will say that if it is in your path and in your higher knowing to reach out to those that, quote, unquote, have some type of authority, then you must do this of your own volition, because no one can provide that permission for you, you see. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. This is Claudia. I had in a meditation recently, I asked my higher self to show me something that she wants me to see. And we flew high somewhere, and then we flew over the pyramids very shortly after that and landed. And then I found myself in Egypt. All I saw was the people were very small, and there was a huge, not statue, it was real, and I was standing next to him. I guess it was my husband, Pharaoh, whatever he was. And I was standing next to him, and I was slightly smiling, and there was blonde hair, and it was the statues, these beings were about 40 times or 20 times bigger than regular people, and that's all I remember. And I just wondered, do you have any idea what that meaning could be for me, or what about the size, all of it?
We will turn this over to Shoshana first, as you're speaking in terms of receiving from your higher self. And Shoshana, do you have something you...
We will share on this. May we share?
Of course, darling.
Dear sister, we will ask a question. What do you believe the meaning is of this?
Well, I'm not totally sure. I don't know. I didn't know I had connections with Egypt, but maybe lots of us have had. Did that represent a queen or whatever, or did it represent a goddess because of the size?
Are you asking about the very large people?
Yes.
We will ask another question.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in some way surprised at this?
Of the size?
Yes.
Not really.
So, you are accustomed to seeing these beings. Is that correct?
That could be. I mean, I was surprised afterwards that they had been so much bigger, but I was that being, and it was normal.
We would say that there is much more to this than you are currently understanding, and we would advise you to ask once more for your higher self to continue the story so that you may find clarity in this. What we find in your understanding is that you perhaps have had a difficult time believing who you are. Well, when you receive glimpses like this, it is always something to do with who you are. Who you are and who you have been is still who you are, you see. There is no past, there is no future, there is who you are. So you may understand that you had somewhat of a familiarity with these beings, and that is because you have participated with these beings, you see. But we cannot give you more on this, as this is your journey to explore what else there is for you, you see. Yeah. Namaste.
I understand.
And we
thank you.
Give you here a question, not to ask you, but for you to question yourself. Why do you think that you have been called goddess so often here?
Yeah.
It is a countenance that you carry from these times. And you
certainly have a very strong
connection to the Egyptian culture and what occurred before the Egyptian culture as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was only aware of the Indian culture. I was not aware of the Egyptian yet. That's why it was a surprise to me.
Yes. Take a look in the mirror sometime and see the Egyptian look that you have within you.
Thank you. Well,
got it. Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question, one who serves in Shoshana.
Yes.
Many blessings today. A lot of us light workers, light warriors, are going through, I'd say, challenges or upsets over some of our relationships with friends and family. There seems to be a timeline split. And me personally, I'll say that I've been attacked because all I say is I'm not pro-vaccine. People should have the right to choose for themselves. Or I will say I'm not a person who wants to wear a mask. I do out of respect in certain stores. That's my philosophy. And just by simply saying that, I get attacked as being selfish. And it's just across the board. And I don't know if it's because there's a timeline split. And will some of these people that we love, friends of many years or family members, I'm just really having a hard time with that chasm that's happening. Can you please address this?
This is certainly the great divide that has been spoken of. The separation, the wheat from the chaff, the timeline split, all of these things are accurate here. And this is occurring and going to continue to occur. And those that are your friends, your loved ones, they will either awaken or they will not awaken. That is not up to you to decide. That is up for each of them to come to understanding within themselves and to either to come along or not come along. And if they choose not to come along, and this is, of course, over the several waves of ascension we are speaking of here, so they have a great amount of time yet to come to this choice, as you have already done, you see. And it will come about as an awakening process to them, just as it came about as an awakening process to you. So there is no need to be concerned, because even if they choose not to in the final ascension wave, then they will be accommodated just as they need to be. And when the time comes, when the frequency is right, you will be reunited again if it is meant to be. Now, it was said in another channeling here several couple of weeks ago, as we understand it,
where it was said that those of you that have your loved ones and your friends and all of this have been together many times before. And many times before you have separated. You have left in the death process and then reunited again and again and again and again, you see, and it will continue to happen as such. So there is no need to be concerned except in the very immediate time that it happens. If one were to leave in the process of death now, you mourn, you have your grieving process, and that is understandable. But at the deeper level, you also know that you will be together again. Just as you have said goodbye to many, many in the past, in your past lives, in your past sojourns, many, many times previously, you have said goodbye, even to your families when you left to come here to the Earth Evolution and be a part of this freedom process here, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Shoshana?
Yes, we wish to share. May we share our perspective with you?
Yes, Goddess Sister, yes.
Dear Sister, as you speak about these things that occur in your life, we feel your pain. We feel your sadness. We feel your suffering. And we wish to alleviate this for you. But we cannot. This is your choice to alleviate this for yourself by having a different perspective on this, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We would advise that those that have this feeling of being attacked, to see it as find a different perspective on this that is a higher vibratory perspective, and that is, they are not attacking you, you see. They are reacting to a program.
Mm.
They are reacting to the hypnosis that they are under. They cannot think for themselves. You see, when an animal feels threatened, what does an animal do?
Attack.
It bites. It attacks because it
mm-hmm.
feels threatened, you see. Your perspective is a threat to them, and it is a threat to their program, you see, just as an animal is threatened. It is not a higher conscious being that is responding. You must see it that way, and you must find a perspective of compassion and love for those that cannot see the forest for the trees, to say it in a respect, you see.
Yes.
So we would ask you to find another perspective and understand that it is not personal. They are not personally attacking you or not loving you. They are responding to a deep program that they have not been able to circumvent, you see. Does this make
sense
to you?
It makes much sense to me. And I guess my last quick question on this topic is it better for me to not share my opinion on social media, knowing that the programmed ones will say nasty things, or as a light warrior, light speaker, truth teller, such as I am, is it okay for me to share my beliefs on these things to help to try to light a candle under them, or better not to even do it?
Our dear sister, are you prepared for the attacks?
I think I am, and then when they come, I get upset, but yes, I keep on going.
We would say, dear sister, if we may continue to share, that
yes.
You must do what your heart tells you to do. you must proceed as, what you call yourself, a light warrior. Is a light warrior silent? Is a light warrior gagged?
No.
Does not wish to speak their mind? Does not wish to enlighten others? Is that the role of a light warrior?
I think so.
You must be prepared to do what your heart tells you to do and then rise in perspective and take the feeling that it is a personal thing out of the equation. It is not personal to you, you see. It is a reaction. It is not towards you. It is their reaction, but not to you. Does this make sense?
Yes, dear. It makes total sense. That's very, very helpful. I will continue to speak my truth with love.
We wish that you would, dear sister, as you must, as you are a true warrior goddess. Namaste.
Yes, and Namaste. We would say for you to be the beacon of light, be the system buster that you came here to be. That is who you are. That is who many of you that are on this call are. And it is important for you to at all times be who you are and not shy away from it just because one or another does not like what you have to say. If Yeshua had done that, what would have occurred? If he would have said, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I cannot say this because it goes against the establishment, so I will be quiet now. He did not do that. And because he did not do that, he led an entire revolution of life.
Right, right.
See?
Yes, my heart and truth compels me to do so. I will continue to do so. That's just who I am. Thank you so much.
We would expect nothing less from you as well.
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here now before we release channel?
Yes, Catherine would like to speak.
Yes?
Okay, Catherine, you go.
Thank you, Lorelei. Well, I'm glad that Claudia brought up a dream because I had one a few mornings ago that was kind of perplexing, but it seemed very enlightening. So the dream unfolded. I was in some form of a social situation, and there was and I also understand what I know about dreams, that the characters in my dream are aspects of myself or dimensional aspects of myself as a possibility. So there was a male figure that took interest in me and asked me to marry him. And so I was kind of perplexed and thought, well, I've been alone for so long, I don't know if I could be comfortable with that, and I would be giving up my domicile. And so thank you for Shoshana for posing to Claudia to ask her own questions about that, and I've not done that quite yet. So essentially I did consent to the wedding, but I didn't see the wedding in my dream. Next thing I know, I'm in another domicile that's not mine, and I'm looking at a bed, and it's just like, what am I supposed to do now? This is a bed, and for some reason the pillows were it seemed to be important, but you know, essentially I got married, and so part of me is very excited about that because there's a lot of possibilities with leaving my domicile and going to and getting married, and you know, and marriage can be. And a wedding can mean lots of things. So I would appreciate some clues on this, if you would, please.
We can tell you this dream is entirely about bringing balance in your life, bringing the masculine and the feminine together here and balancing out. And the leaving of your domicile, as you are saying, we are understanding that is you would be leaving the comfort of a certain home that you would be in, or a house of consciousness in this case. And you are going to move into a new house of consciousness where the balance is there for you. This is what, as we understand it, the dream is indicating to you, what your higher self was meaning by this.
But we will turn this over to Shoshana if she has different or alternate perspective here.
We can share. Dear sister, may we share?
Yes, and I'll just say that balance has always been an important thing as being a Piscean.
Yes.
All that has been given by one who serves is a grand interpretation of your dream. But you must understand what your interpretation is. You must understand why you had the dream, why you brought it about, and a dream is not a dream. A dream.
I'm using my iron, and I wanted to make sure that was turned off.
Please mute your phone. Your conversation is being heard by all here.
A dream is not a dream. A dream is a reality. A dream is another level of reality that you are experiencing, you see. So we would ask you, what is your question?
So I feel that this is an opportunity to create the reality that realities that I want, that I've always wanted, but have been intimidated or felt like I didn't have the strength or the power to do so, which is a bunch of baloney anyway.
What do you wish to create, dear sister?
Understanding, peace, love, harmony, and balance in everything I say, speak, think, and do, and radiate that out to everybody.
Dear sister, may we share?
Yes, darling.
By your declaration, to have these experiences, to live this high vibratory frequency that you wish to have, by your declaration, you are already doing this. By your consciousness that you wish to have this, you have this, you see.
Indeed.
You no longer need to yearn for this as you live this. That is what we find. Namaste.
Thank you. I do get sad when I watch. Yeah, just one more comment, please. Quick comment. I do feel sad in watching the other folks on the planet. They're still asleep and, you know, in their ignorance, and that what I have declared, knowing that it is available for them as well, and they choose not to. So, but that's the way it is, and I accept that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We must share another comment here. May we share?
Yes, sweetheart.
The emotion of sadness, you are wasting that. There is nothing to be sad about. As you chose this life, you must understand that you are choosing this high vibratory life, and that if everyone was awake, you would not be able to be who you are. They are participating in your enlightenment, you see. There is nothing to be sad about. It is joyful. Namaste.
Thank you.
Yes, we would say also, always look at these things from the larger picture here. Not from your individual consciousness picture, but from the collective consciousness. And when you look at it from that perspective, everything seems to be working out. And yes, indeed, it is okay here, and you want to trust the plan here. Okay? For it is all working out exactly as it needs to. Would there be any other questions here now? We release channel after one more question.
Yes, dear one. This is Lorelei, dear one.
Yes.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you, I have these memories of what I believe to be about 6 or 7 past lives. I've actually written out the stories of the lives. And then I also have these sort of affinities where are times when I'll go on like a furious like hunt to know about someone. Last night it was about Thomas Jefferson and his mistress slave, and I know one of my lives was as a mistress of a plantation owner. And so I've been on the hunt for like a certain pharaoh and find out about him, and even about Sylvia Plath, and even about, if you can believe it, Lizzie Borden. I seem to know why these people did what they did, and so on and so forth. It seems to occur to me like I know, and I know their stories. So I'm just wondering, I don't know if this is like meaning that these are actually things that I'm connected to, that I actually knew these people in some of my lives, or if I'm tapping into the Akashic consciousness or record. I'd really like to know that. Or if it's even valid, what I think, you know.
We would say here it is the second one that you gave here. You are able, and not even aware of this yet fully, that you are able to tap into the Akashic record. Mostly of yourself, though, in all of those connections with yourself. So all of those that you have said here have a connection directly to you in some respect here, and to your soul record. So,
wow.
But you are able to reach in and, as you say, tap into that Akashic record. And that is what you are doing. And it is going to increase greatly if you allow for it. If you allow for this when it happens and then you believe that it is real, then it will become even more prominent in your life. To the point that we find it, that you may even want to hold it back at certain points because it will become too overwhelming for you. But we will say if it does seem to become overwhelming to you in the times ahead, you can ask for help here, and help will be given to be able to handle this. For people may begin to ask you for this type of guidance and to reach into their Akashic record. That is just saying it is a potential here for you, not written in stone, but it is a very strong potential and possibility for you. Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share?
Please.
Dear sister, we are going to pose a question.
And a bunch of other people.
What do you believe drives you to this?
Drives me to the searching?
Yes.
I don't know. I just become overcome by a powerful yearning. Like, I've got to find out. And sometimes, like, I'll read stuff and I'll go, that's not it. That's crap. And then, you know, like, I guess it's like maybe desire to, I guess it's a desire to know, to know my past, or know or understand, or I guess it's also a validation of it just seems so weird to me that I possibly know all these or be attached to all these famous people. Like, that just seems incredible, and I just seem like I doubt it, but on the other hand, it seems to be true.
We can share further. We would wish to share further. We find that your search has to do with your desire to understand not just yourself, but all that come in contact with you. You wish to understand everyone. We find that the more you understand yourself, the deeper your understanding goes towards others. This is what we find your mission is here in life, to comprehend and understand the behavior of the other humans around you. And as you search deeper into your own understanding, which we must say that all that have had multiple lives have had all these experiences. And when they remember these experiences and they research these experiences at a deeper level, they expand their understanding of all that is around them, thus enriching the oneness of humanity, you see. You have a great desire to enrich yourself so that the oneness that you feel is enriched from that. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes, absolutely. That resonates perfectly. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. And as there are no questions from your email this time, we are ready to release channels. Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
Dear one who serves, we never have a parting message until you ask us. We will just say, that all that are experiencing this current drama must just pop the popcorn and watch it unfold as all is going as planned, as you planned, as you all planned, to awaken all that can be awakened. Namaste.
Very good. And we would just say here to continue to be yourselves. Continue to find that calm within yourself. For this
I don't
storm.
Know. I don't know, you know. Yeah, all those brave people, and I'm afraid of
a
bird.
Please mute your phone. We are hearing your conversation. Very good. And we release channel here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.